just having Jeremy out there for a full team practice. What was that like, and what did you think of the reception there?
Oh, it was great. I mean, he has so much great energy, you know, and I thought that that elevated the practice, and I thought he looked sharp.
Did you have any sense of how long it might take with him?
I don't know. He's a potential goalie tomorrow night.
Is that, that's
undecided. We're undecided.
Oh!
Woo!
How about that?
Potential goalie tomorrow, meaning tonight. Jim Montgomery not ruling out Jeremy Swayman. I think we can rule that one out.
I think it's going to be your guy, Korpisalo. The Korpisalo season begins tonight.
In earnest.
In earnest tonight. And now, again, just for everybody to be clear, you say he's going to have better stats than Linus Ullmark.
He'll have a better year than Linus
Ullmark.
Better
Ullmark,
year better
than
statistical
Linus.
Year than Linus Ullmark. Yeah.
Goals against, save percentage.
Yeah, wins. Yeah, yeah. Who cares about the wins?
Corsi.
Yeah,
is his Corsi be better?
His Fenwick plus.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, 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 all that stuff.
Goals against. Yeah, yeah. He's going to have more. He should have more wins.
Yeah, so
just
that's
from being out there.
Yeah, just basic stats.
Normal
goals against, save percentage.
Your triple crown stats.
Exactly.
Home runs and RBI.
He's going to have better numbers than Ullmark this year. But Jeremy Swayman not ruled out by Monty yesterday to start tonight.
Well, he probably starts the home opener.
Well, that's a good point. When do you think he
Thursday.
Starts?
Yeah, I think he starts Thursday.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I kind of do.
I thought they're home. So you think he starts game two against Montreal? I'm skeptical of that.
How many Korpisalo games can you have in a row? Would be my question. I'm not as high on him as you are.
Maybe two.
I just think the way he was talking about it, because I thought it'd be longer as well. But if you're just carrying these two guys, and if you know you have to be prepared to play, it's sort of like your backup quarterback. If Korpisalo gets shelled tonight, like you can't just leave him out there for eight goals or six. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to be prepared to play him at some degree. And so for him to even kind of, even if he was tongue-in-cheek, like, maybe he's going to play tomorrow.
But they also were prepared to play without him.
Yeah, but like the roster, there's two goalies, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be two guys dressed up. Like the one sad goalie that just sits there in the pads all game. Like that's going to be him, right?
Yeah.
He's on the active opening night roster.
No, he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if those are the two guys tonight and those are the two guys on Thursday, I wouldn't be surprised if they switch. It might take a little while until he's doing back-to-backs or three or four in a row, which I think eventually we're going to see. It's not going to be like last year where they just ping-pong the two best buds every other game.
Right.
But so maybe you kind of ease him in that way where you're like, hey, you're going to play Thursday, but you're not going to play Saturday. Then you play maybe Monday, and then eventually he kind of takes over two out of three
What do you
games.
Think the split ends up being this year?
Like a lot of 55 is the number that they mentioned.
Of lamenting about how little he plays. You think 55?
Yeah, because Sweeney and Neely, I forget which one, at one of the press conferences said both Ullmark and Swayman said they wanted to play 55 games. And when you only have 82, you can't do it that way.
Nope,
so I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up being the number. Like, right, give or take 55, 56, like right in there. Sub 60, you know, I think it's changed. I don't know how many guys hit 60 games anymore, but it'll be way more than 41.
But I wonder how many on the list with a higher AAV than him play that number. Like, that's probably
we'll
worth
see.
Looking at. Yeah, not Carey Price, but I'd imagine most of the other guys.
No.
You can jump in here. Hour number two, Jones and Keith. Bruins open their season tonight, weather permitting. Again, scary situation in Florida, in all seriousness, with Milton in the area on the heels of Helene from last week. It's due to hit. Last I checked this morning. Due to hit directly on Tampa, which has not been hit directly by a hurricane since the 1920s. That is north of where the Bruins are going to be playing.
He got the same contract as Sorokin.
How many did Sorokin play?
Last year, 55. He started 55. He got in an extra game, but starts the last 3 years,
so
going back
go.
To 22, 52, 60, 55.
So there's your number.
Yep.
That's your number for him this year.
I think
so. And maybe he gets the first game or two off, but I agree. Certainly by the weekend, he should be in net for the Bruins. What's a successful year for the Bees, Keith? I mean, the goal is always a Stanley Cup. What's a successful year for the Bruins?
I think second round of the playoffs.
You know, back where they were.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably what I would expect it to be. I think there's good teams in the East, and like depending on who you play, and it's also one of those things too where how you lose that series is a big determinant. Like, is it a hard fought 7-game series or whatever, or like do you get swept? Feels so much different. Like if you just get smoked in four games, like you don't even belong on the ice with the same team, or if it's Florida again or something like that, it'd be like that would really sting.
Yeah, and it's or like even if you're second round and you lose to Toronto, that might change how you feel about it. You're not supposed to lose to Toronto. Nobody loses to Toronto.
Correct.
So right.
Yeah,
so
who you play, right. All that stuff.
That'll factor in, but just generically looking at it, you think they need to win a round and be back where they were.
Yeah, because I don't look at this team, like I look at them similar to the last year where it's a playoff team, but it's not a true Stanley Cup team. And I know funny things can happen in the hockey playoffs, although maybe not as funny as the baseball playoffs. But, you know, anything goes. You get hot and you kind of get going. But I think realistically, it's one, a playoff team, and then, you know, win that first series. And then I think you feel pretty good about the direction of the team.
So I would say get out of your division. You know, Eastern okay. Conference Final, Final Four. That to me would be a unquestioned success. Because you're right. Winning a round, there's probably a gray area there. Maybe we get to the end of the year and we feel pretty good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But generically, I want to see them go further than they went last year. And Swayman's a big part of that, too. Like, how he plays individually is a big part of what makes the year a success. Now, look, if they go to the Final Four and Swayman's shaky or mm-hmm. Korpisalo, you know, somehow takes over the net, I'm not going to hold that against them and say, oh, they paid Swayman all this money, but they got to the Final Four. Like, that will be a successful year. It'll be bad for Swayman, but it'll be a successful year. I think that's how I'd feel about it. Play your way out of the division, you know, assuming you're not a wild card team going on a run. Play your way out of the Atlantic, which means you're beating the Floridas and Torontos of the world, and then you're into the Final Four and let's go. Like, I would feel pretty good about that as a bar for this team. And by the way they invested in the team this year, Lindholm, Zadorov, paying Swayman. You've already paid McAvoy and Pastrnak. I mean, you should be that kind of team. You have a Vezina finalist type of player. He was seventh last year in the Vezina voting. So you have a high-caliber goaltender. You have a guy who's gotten heart votes before in Pastrnak. You still have Marchand. You signed Lindholm. You added Zadorov. McAvoy's gotten Norris votes in the past. Like, you have a lot on this roster. I don't think it's unreasonable to say Final Four, Eastern Conference Final, get out of the Atlantic. Stanley Cup feels like a high bar. I'm not gonna hold them to that line.
Right.
But get to the Final Four. I think that's a good, reasonable goal for a successful year.
Because I think we've had to change a little bit how we view all the teams. Because now that Brady's gone, before it was like, what's a successful season? Well, win a title. Like, for every single season, win a title.
Yeah.
Now you watch the Patriots each week and you're like, I don't know, be entertaining. Like, right. A success would be entertaining. And so you could still have a successful year without winning the whole thing. We've had to reset how we view all these teams. So that's why I think if you get a big year from essentially, put Marchand to the side, their other big three, right? Like, they're young guys that are all here now for the long haul. Does Pastrnak have another year where is he flirting with 50-plus goals? Is McAvoy a true top-five defenseman, like an inarguable top-five defenseman in the league? And then Swayman, like, pressure's on Swayman. Those other guys have had their contracts. They've played with big contracts. This is the first time Swayman's going to play with a big contract. And there was also way more of a to-do around his. There's way more of a back-and-forth, way more of a public negotiation and all that. So hopefully that's behind him. Behind the team and behind him, but now you can't have a bad season. Like, you can't have a stretch of bad games, or like, you're the guy who's making $8.25 million, and
there's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide. You're the guy. Also, not just that. Like, you're the guy with all the money, but there's no Ullmark to lean on, or there's no like, all right, well, we have a Vezina winner who's splitting time with you. It's like, no, you have the worst statistical goalie from last year splitting time with you. So you're going to need Swayman to play well. So, like, how good is that big three for this year? So, yeah, I mean, it's right there for them. Like, those guys, I would think, should all be, you know, all-star caliber players. And, you know, then how does everybody else kind of factor in? Are any of the young guys surprise you? I am intrigued by Elias Lindholm. They spent a decent amount of money on him. He's going to be a big... I feel like if he has a good season, then your thing could be more likely in hand. Like, maybe they do advance to the conference finals. If he kind of stinks and you're like, oh, no, like, why'd they sign him? Then I think the team could be in trouble.
I mean, they should be much deeper down the middle. They gave him a lot of money. So, like, he's very fortunate. Swayman has been so polarizing. And I think fans were against Swayman. You were sick and tired of Swayman. At the end of these negotiations.
I like Swayman the player. I couldn't stand the person, the way he was talking about, like, the woe is me, and like, oh, well, at least the sun came up tomorrow.
And so,
like, I was like, oh, my God.
My only point about that is some of the pressure is off Lindholm, and maybe you forget it, but if he goes out and starts like he began the year, you know, when he first went to Vancouver.
Was he the fourth highest paid guy on the team?
Yeah.
So, like, the pressure comes with the contract.
Right? I think that's right. 7.75. I think you're right. He's the fourth highest AAV. It's more than Marchand. So, you know, how does he perform? That could be a huge difference maker in terms of going on a run versus being where you were last year. So all your thoughts with the Bruins opening their season tonight, 617-779-7937. 793-7. What's a realistic goal for this team? How far are they capable of going? And what are your expectations for Jeremy Swayman? Keith, you said 55 goals. I would hope, and this is a
55
low,
games for Swayman.
I'm sorry. 55
oh, like
Pasternak,
55 goals? Sure.
No, I'm sorry. 55 yeah, yeah. games,
55
rather.
Goals? Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Ullmark had one last year.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see him, 55 would be.
I think 55 games, and I would say
55 games is the goal. Here's one I'll add. Can he not be squawking about how difficult the contract negotiations were? Like, he's going to be asked about it, I'm sure, in the interim, but like, it's going to be on him to put some of this behind him because
over under.
I don't think he's over it, and I still think he's hurt by it and bothered by the negotiations, but he's going to have to keep that one to himself.
Over under 2.5 times over the course of the season that contract negotiations is brought up by Jeremy Swayman.
Like in the media?
Yep.
I hope under.
Yeah, well. Would you bet it?
No, I don't know that I would bet it.
Yeah.
But he should be able to keep it under that. Why would it come up? Why would you bring it up?
Hopefully people don't ask him anymore because it's over with. Now that's sort of an out.
Here's where you bring it up. He's having a rough season. And there's all kinds of pressure on him. Oh, well, I was distracted in the offseason and the negotiations.
Yeah.
And blah, blah. Like
not even a rough season, a rough start. Because you'd be like, hey, if you were in camp, do you think you'd be playing better?
Yeah.
So I'll take the over then. It'll come up.
Over 2.5.
Yeah.
That should be easy for him not to do, but I don't know that I fully trust it, but like that's a goal for me.
Smash that
for
over.
Jeremy Swayman this year.
Yeah.
Play 55 games.
That'd be
continue
good.
To play at the same level. There's no drop off. You're a Final Four team, and you're not bitching about how tough the contract negotiations were. Because I've been pro Swayman the whole time.
Yes, you have.
But I'm with you. That was
he's a hard guy to listen to.
That was tough to listen to, no doubt about it. So we'll get to your feedback here, 617-779-7937. We have misleading at the end of the hour. We'll revisit something from the Greg Hill Show today. We'll also get to Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran joins us at high noon, so stay tuned for that. It's also a Tier Tuesday.
Yes.
On Jones and Keefe. We're going to tier off these teams throughout the NFL.
Tier them up.
Find out where the Patriots are. I think you can probably guess. It's a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And if you're looking to drop a tier yourself, and you're hearing this show right now, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180. A once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way home from work, minutes away from Proven. Weekly weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com. What do we have this week for tiers, Keith?
We have the NFL through 5 weeks, and we could change it up a little bit from last week. We were thinking top tier last week was Scoops Keith in honor of Scoops Keith getting everything right.
Yes.
I was suggesting, what if we go Jambalaya? Because the Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans.
I like it. We're going to New Orleans.
The New Jambalaya. Orleans. Yes, Jambalaya is
your top
tier. Just a bit outside.
Yep.
Would be the teams that are just a bit outside.
Yeah, they're not going to New Orleans.
Probably not, but they're close. They're
right
knocking
there.
On that door.
They're just a bit outside.
Yeah, they're knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Frisky, maybe the most important category.
People like Frisky.
That's a good tier.
Yeah, that's a good tier. Yeah, yeah.
So I think maybe we get rid of Rambulance for now.
Okay, because it's really just the Rams these days.
Yeah. So I think it might, now we can debate this and we can change this as it goes. I think Frisky then goes down to I'm Shooketh.
Okay. Yeah, Crankin' Wagon.
The Crankin' Wagon's
out
for this week.
You're gone.
Then I was going to suggest another tier, not the bottom tier, but the next to the bottom tier, where it's not bad enough. So you're not really in that Travis Hunter discussion.
No.
But you're not Frisky or Shooketh either.
Right. You're better,
bad. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL.
You're better than the, not to spoil it, the Patriots. Right. But you're not bad enough.
Right.
Yeah.
And then finally, the last tier, instead of Travis Hunter this week, we go with a little... Stop it. He's already dead.
Okay.
5 weeks into the season, you might feel that way. Although now that we got the news of the day that Robert Saleh has been fired, there might be another tier for the Jets to be in.
Yeah.
You know?
Fired their coach tier.
New coach who dis?
Yeah. Bill Belichick watch list.
Bill Belichick. Gas all breaks.
Yeah.
It's also that as well. All right. So let's start tiering some of these teams. Billy Lanny, where should we start?
AFC East, Buffalo Bills at 3-2.
So they started a house of fire. I think after 2 weeks, we had them in the top tier.
We did. Super Bowl favorites.
They have lost back-to-back games. Josh Allen did not have a very good outing this most recent game.
Are you shooketh or are they just a bit outside? They're not frisky.
I'm kind of shooketh.
You're shooketh?
shooketh.
It's back-to-back losses. We kind of read the trends on this.
Do you know what Josh Allen went in that game?
9 of 30?
9 for 30.
That's shooketh.
I mean,
I'm pretty shooketh after hearing that.
We should probably downgrade them for that alone.
I would say so, right?
Shooketh?
I'm shooketh.
All right, pop him in shooketh.
I'm shooketh.
The Miami Dolphins, 2-3.
I think they're not bad enough.
Because they won that game. They probably should have lost that game. They're horrible, though. Like, they don't get enough credit for being a part of the worst football game maybe ever played. Like, it wasn't just the Patriots that sucked. Like, the Dolphins were right there with them step for step.
Takes two to tango.
It really does.
Yeah.
They were missing kicks. They had bad snaps. They had penalties. Like, they were horrible. Their quarterback can't throw.
That, too.
They won the game, though.
Yeah.
They still won the game.
Yeah. I think
they're 2-3, so I'm with you.
I'd put them bad enough, and I still think, and this is predictive, I know it's not really what we're doing, but they're going to get Tua back at some point, and that's going to keep them off the bottom tier.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
So I would say they're not bad enough for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. 1-4 Pats.
Okay.
I think they would have to be after...
Stop, he's already dead.
Has to be.
Stop, he's already dead.
I mean, do they need their own tier, would be the question with the Patriots. I we'll see who else joins them here, but yeah.
Stop. The league's pretty bad.
Stop, they're already dead.
Yeah.
Feels like the right place for them, and that's even with the potential good news with Drake May.
Yeah. Haven't heard that news yet.
No.
Still waiting on the news.
Maybe they could play their way up to not good enough if things really break their way.
Yeah.
But
true.
Stop, they're already dead. That sounds right.
2-3 Jets.
All right, so would they be shook?
All right, guys, all gas?
Are they not bad enough? Maybe they're not bad enough. They're 2-3. Oh, they did just can their coach. They lost to the Vikings, though. Vikings are a good team.
Do they need their own tier?
They might.
They might need their own tier.
Yeah.
We might need to put them on, like, Belichick watch. All break, no gas. Yeah, that we might.
All break, no gas.
All break, no gas?
Yeah, that's a famous Robert Saleh saying.
Let's pop them in there.
Where would that go?
That would be above not good enough.
Below shooketh?
Below shooketh, probably.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That sound right?
Yeah.
Let's pop them in there. All break, no gas. I like that, Billy.
All right, let's go with that.
Okay.
All right, to the AFC North, the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens.
Maybe this is being prisoner of the moment. I'm not against putting them in the jambalaya tier.
Really? You won them that high?
They won three in a row, Keith, and I know we're going to have the Chiefs there. They were a toenail away from beating the Chiefs on opening night.
Yeah, they were. They also lost to the Raiders.
They did. Knock people out of Survivor Pool 1.0.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm not against it. If you want to keep them in just a bit outside, I think that's where we've had them.
They've been right there.
But I can be talked into popping them on the top tier.
You know what? I'll do it.
They've won three in a row.
All right.
Yeah. And they went toe-to-toe with Kansas City on opening night. They probably should have won that game.
When they wear the all-blacks, they look fast.
You say that.
How fast do they look?
I don't love those uniforms, fast but you teams. Really like them. You think
like
they make them look
runner
fast.
Speed.
If that's gonna get you to my side of the street,
right.
Then let's say.
Talk them in.
Okay.
Only can I put it in parentheses when they're wearing the black uniforms?
Yes.
Other than that, they're just a bit outside.
Yeah, Ravens in the black uniforms are on the jambalaya tier.
All right.
Bengals, 1-4.
So... Are they frisky at 1-4?
No.
Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdown passes. Are they still shooketh?
I think I'm still shooketh.
Because of the record, maybe.
I'm shooketh.
Maybe they can't be much higher.
Their win total, I would not take this over, but I'm just telling you, their win total is still 8.5 in Vegas. So, they're not going to be a 5-win team, at least according to, you know, the Sharps. So
I was looking this up during the break. They lost to the Patriots. You hear about this?
It's not a good loss. It's not a good loss.
That's insane.
And if I'm going to play the logic I played with the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Bengals did just go toe-to-toe with a team that I feel can be in the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd put them in shooketh.
So
they're not in that terrible tier.
All right, they're shooketh then. That's fine.
1-4, Cleveland Browns.
Okay, they might be Stoppy's already dead.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, Stefanski, this was one of the great moments
of the
weekend.
I had them as a playoff team before the year, by the way. I thought they were going to be a playoff team. They're awful.
Deshaun Watson's worse than Brissett right now. Deshaun Watson, I think, is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
He also, they're down like 20 points, 4th and goal. He walks off the field. Stefanski wanted to go for it because, you know, they need to score points.
Uh-huh.
He walks off the field. They have to take a delay a game, and then they kick a field goal.
Yep.
So and then he has to come out in the postgame and be like, no, we're sticking with Deshaun. Like, that's not good. They sunk so much money and draft picks into him. He is horrible.
At least he settled.
That's karma.
He settled another civil lawsuit at least. So
I'm sure there's another one on the way.
He's got that going for him.
What a mess.
Yeah, no, they can be on that bottom tier. Stop, they're already dead.
Stop! He's already dead. dead.
Not to go into Cleveland radio, but can you imagine if they just kept Baker Mayfield and had all those picks they gave up for Watson and like who they could have taken and just had Baker Mayfield playing quarterback for
them? You don't even have to go back that far. What if they just kept Flacco?
They could have just kept Flacco.
What if they just kept Flacco from last year?
Yeah.
They'd probably be a playoff team again.
But think of all the picks they gave up too.
Yeah, no,
saying.
No,
like,
no, no.
It's,
no, that's,
just, it's insane.
That's much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's arguably the worst trade in football history.
Yeah.
And the worst contract in football history. Yeah.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Steelers 3-2.
They're less frisky than they've been.
Yeah. Shooketh?
Yeah, they probably shooketh. I mean, they're kind of.
It's hard to be shooketh when I never really truly believed.
Yeah, but they did start 3-0.
Where else do we put them? I think you go shooketh, and here's why.
All brick, no gas.
I'm shooketh.
They might go to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like so, like maybe this is just a Fields thing. No
Steeler country, let's ride.
I'm a little shooketh with Fields, who I'm a believer in, and I was crowing about when they were 3-0, and even when they lost last week, I'm a little shooketh there. So shooketh.
Yeah. All right.
To the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 4-1.
You love the Texans.
I've been.
You want to put them in jambalaya?
They're the only 4-win team in the league, aren't they? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
There's one more.
Yeah.
There's two undefeated teams. There are two teams that are 4-1.
Right.
Like,
and the Lions didn't play this week, so they could get to 4-1 if they win this week. They're 3-1.
I would consider bumping them up if you want to say they're just a bit outside. And you know, you gotta watch them prove it against the Patriots this weekend. Fine. But look, they won a round last year in the playoffs. They look like they're better.
So listen, they don't need to get BCS points, right? This isn't college football. But does this strike you as interesting? They beat the Colts by 2, the Bears by 6, the Jaguars by 4, and the Bills by 3. And their one loss, they got smoked by the Vikings.
Well, and the Bills win, they blew a giant lead, and they hung on to win.
Yeah, they were up 20-3, I think it was, and then it ended up being a game-winning field goal. 59-yarder by Fairbairn. So they got big leg on their kicker.
Big one.
I'll put them up there, though. I mean, because this week I don't think we're going to learn much from them. And then the following week they play the Packers, which should be a good game.
Jambalaya.
I'll jambalaya
all
them.
Right. Let's crowd that tier up a little bit. Okay. It's been bleak up there. Let's put them on the jambalaya tier.
It has.
2-3 Colts.
Ugh. The Indianapolis Colts are probably not bad enough. I'd put them on the same tier as the Dolphins. They're pretty bad. They're a little more dangerous when Flacco plays.
Well, I was going to say, are they kind of frisky just based on Flacco, but we don't know how long he's going
to
play
That's the thing, is like they don't want to play Flacco, but they're so much better with him.
They are.
So I think they're just not bad enough.
Okay, let's do it. Not bad enough for the Indianapolis Colts. Right. Who else we got?
Jags, 1-4.
So they got their first win. They were the last winless team. They got a win this past Sunday.
Against the Colts. So they beat, I mean, do they belong
on? The Colts haven't won in Jacksonville since probably before I was born.
That's true.
Do they belong on not bad enough, or do they remain and stop, they're already dead?
I think they're pretty bad.
Stop, they're already dead?
Stop, he's already dead.
Let's do it. You got to win a game somewhere. Let's leave him on stop, he's already dead.
Stop, he's already dead.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, 1-3.
I'll put...
Yeah.
I put him right there.
Okay.
Just horrible.
Okay. Now, in fact, the Titans beat a team a tier above them. The Jaguars beat a team a tier above them, but we have them both on that bottom tier with the Patriots.
Yeah, and they also caught the Dolphins. It was their first game with Snoop Huntley, so their fourth string quarterback, game one. Like you said, the teams are going to find win. There are very few winless teams.
Okay.
But I think the Titans are still garbage.
Stop. So. They're dead.
Yep,
Titans.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, yep, yep.
To the AFC West, Denver Broncos, 3-2.
Frisky
team. I mean,
especially if they wear those uniforms.
I mean, they have.
Did you see Champ Bailey was in the building?
What?
Patrick Surtain.
I did not. I'm not surprised.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jersey swapped.
Bo leave.
If they keep winning,
or do you want to make a separate tier? Rookie quarterbacks who play.
Yeah.
Would that be above Frisky?
What's that like?
That's above Frisky.
Above Frisky.
But below just a bit outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterbacks,
parentheses, who play.
Yep.
Bo Nix, you can go in that tier. I think you're going to have some company coming up. Okay. Uh-huh. Who else?
5-0 Chiefs.
Yeah, they stay jambalaya. I mean, they don't win on style points. Last night was so ugly.
Yeah, that's true.
Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown. He threw a pick in the end zone. Like, they win ugly, but
kind of gross.
But they also all of a sudden get Juju Smith-Schuster going 130 yards. Go figure.
So he also cost Mahomes
the pick.
It turned into a pick. Could have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
He caught it with his hands and then like couldn't hold on. And then it ended up being an interception by the big fella up front. Who had a nice little scoot after.
Oh, he really did.
That was a hell of a play.
Juju Smith-Schuster, adding in fantasy?
Yeah, but you probably should.
I think he's a waiver wire darling this week. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. Carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. He might be Mahomes' number one target.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Probably worth going out and grabbing in fantasy this week. Okay, who's after the Chiefs?
Vegas Raiders, 2-3.
Ugh, not bad enough.
Not bad enough. Now, they're also probably going to make a change of quarterback.
Yep.
So it's funny. One of these websites that does the next quarterback benched odds took the Raiders Patriots off the board.
You texted that.
So Brissett and Minshew, you can't even bet on them because it's like assumed it's happening like either this week or next week. So then it's like guys like Deshaun Watson and others that are on the.
I heard Shime say this morning that apparently a fantasy site had Jacoby Brissett at 0 projected points.
Nice.
Drake May at 14.
Nice. Ooh,
14.
Now we're talking. That
seems high for a Patriots quarterback.
Yeah, I like it. No, but not bad enough. That's where they belong. Especially
because the Raiders.
They're about to trade Davante Adams.
Yeah, I'm curious where he goes and what they get for him. But yeah, so yeah, we'll put them there.
LA Chargers, 2-2.
Frisky?
2-2.
They lost their last two. They're coming off a bye week. They were competitive with the Chiefs. I'll say Frisky.
I like Frisky. Yeah. I still like Jim Harbaugh overall to turn them around this year. I still think they could be a playoff team, especially with some of these other AFC teams that aren't living up to it. Like, look at the whole AFC East is not as good as we thought. So there's playoff spots up for grabs. I think the Chargers can still get in.
Frisky team.
Yeah, right, Frisky.
NFC?
To the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 3-2.
They feel like just a bit outside.
Really?
Like, yes.
What
are they?
I would still be shooketh with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So the
they
Cowboys
last second touchdown to beat the Steelers.
Their wins are against the Browns, Giants, and Steelers. It is by 5 points over the Giants, 3 by the Steelers, who are going in the wrong direction.
Okay.
They lost to the Ravens and the Saints.
Let's keep them shooketh.
All right, shooketh.
I agree talking to that.
Shooketh.
Yeah, I am not.
I don't think they're far away from jumping all the way up to that top tier, but they got more to prove. Fine.
They got more
shooketh.
To prove.
Shooketh.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Giants, 2-3.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
They might. Are they bottom tier? Are they stopped already dead, or are they not? I mean, Dayball's kind of woke them up a little bit.
I'm going to say they're not bad
enough.
You just said they were competitive with the Cowboys. They won last week. Let's say they're not bad enough.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, the 2-2 Eagles.
So they were off this week, too. I forget where we had them the week
we
before.
We had them in the ambulance because they had no A.J. Brown, no Lane Johnson, no Devontae Smith.
I would make an argument for shooketh because
I'm shooketh.
I feel like every week I do this with the Cowboys and Eagles, I want them on the same team. I would make an argument that the Eagles should be just a bit outside, but that's predictive. Shooketh is probably the right place.
I just think there's something going on with Sirianni. He kind of entered this year like Robert Saleh.
Their win total is still 10.5.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I just think, isn't there something going on with Sirianni and Jalen Hurts? Like,
100%.
They don't even talk to each other.
It's been bad. The defense has been terrible.
Yeah.
Barkley's been really good. They're getting A.J. Brown back.
But there's no way Saquon keeps this up all year.
Okay. Shooketh.
All right.
Washington Commanders at 4-1.
Well, that would be a rookie quarterbacks who play.
I think we know where he has to go. Rookie quarterbacks who play, but
they could also be just about
outside. I was going to say, if we didn't have that tier, we'd put them on just a bit outside, but let's put them on the
let's
rookie quarterbacks
goes.
Who play tier.
See where it goes.
Yeah.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 3-2.
I got them. I would put them squarely in rookie quarterbacks who play.
Think you have to.
Yep.
Think that's the only spot for them.
I like
it. They feel a little frisky, but that's the right spot for them. Rookie quarterbacks who play.
Rookie quarterback.
Yep.
So basically, yeah, you could argue the Bears would be a tier down, the Commanders would be a tier up, and then the Broncos would be right there.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah.
I like it.
Good.
Detroit Lions, 3-1.
Just a bit outside?
Yeah, probably. I was wondering if we even needed that tier.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, they didn't play this past week. They got off to like a slow start. Like Goff didn't look like Detroit Goff.
No,
there was something off
of
them.
Then they figured it out against Seattle. They got a bye week to get right.
Yeah, I think they're right there.
I think they could move up eventually, but I wouldn't put them there yet. Just a bit outside.
3-2, Green Bay Packers.
I also think they belong there.
Just a bit outside.
Same.
Unimpressive game last week, but a game they needed to win and they won. First win with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I'd expect that to keep getting better. Kind of a low win total, 9.5, but yeah, let's go with just a bit outside.
Big Tucker Kraft game.
Huge Tucker Kraft game.
Oh, my God. Monster.
Another guy to go grab on waivers.
Sure.
5-0 Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Top tier. Jambalaya.
Got a
5-0. They're winning games in different countries now.
I will say this. Aaron Jones got hurt. They have a bye this week. Aaron Jones got hurt. Darnold looked pretty shaky at the end of that game, so watch them. But they deserve the jambalaya tier in the meantime.
Oh, definitely.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons at 3-2.
Outside?
You think they're that good?
I like them.
Would they be rookie quarterbacks who don't play?
They would be on that tier if we had it.
Do you think they're more just a bit outside or frisky?
If you want to talk me down,
I feel like they frisked it up a little bit.
Well, let's stay consistent with another team in this division. Okay. But yeah, okay, fine, Frisky.
Yep.
I've been campaigning to move.
I know
that
you like the Falcons. You like the Dirty Birds.
I do.
I got it.
1-4 Panthers.
They're horrible.
Yeah, they're back. They got their dead cat bounce.
Dead.
Yeah,
it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah,
we all remember that one week Andy Dalton showed up. He actually helped us, didn't he? I think we had a Deontay Johnson and the Bozo or whatever. So like Thielen, right.
And then Thielen died.
Andy helped me in fantasy that week. So shout out 1 week of Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton. It was fun. They played their card early. And now that card's been played, and they're back on the Stop, They're Already Dead team.
Andy Dalton resurgence, 2024, week 3 to week 3. That's what it'll say on the gravestone. Right. Thank
you,
Dalton.
That's where the Panthers belong.
Yep. Saints at 2-3.
Shooketh, or are they just not good?
Shooketh.
Not bad enough.
Not bad. They're just not bad enough.
I think, yeah, they started hot. 3 straight losses. Man, the shine has more than come off.
My man, Clint Kubiak. Boy, that was 2 weeks of fun.
Derek Carr got hurt.
Yep.
They don't really use Chris Olave much.
No. I thought that was going to be a competitive game last night. Wrong. No. I thought the Saints were going to give him a game. Wrong.
No, they didn't.
So, yeah, fine. Not bad enough. That works.
Buccaneers, 3-2.
They better be frisky.
They're frisky.
They are. They can't be just a bit outside.
Baker Mayfield just lost
to the Falcons.
I know.
Just head a bit outside.
Heartbreaking loss for me.
Frisky. That's
a
frisky.
I'll put them there. They are frisky.
Okay.
Say that about them.
NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals, 2-3.
Where do you put them? Are they frisky?
They just beat the Niners? I still feel like they're frisky. Maybe it's unfair to say a team like the Saints are not bad enough, but I still feel like it's a frisky team.
I think so. I think just having Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. kind of gives you a little bit of the frisky.
They beat San Fran.
And they beat San Fran.
Knock them on the frisky too.
Yeah.
LA Rams, 1-4.
So we had them in Rambulance, but now it's like this is just what your team is.
Yeah, I think we need to stop making injury excuses. I think they're just not bad enough.
Not bad enough.
I think that's where they are.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers, 2-3.
I would say shooketh.
Definitely
shooketh. Shooketh.
Same page on that.
Definitely. Yep. Like that. Yep. Again, I said this coming out of when they beat the Patriots, dominated the Patriots. I'm like, I didn't like what I saw out of that team.
No,
so
they're
shooketh.
A mess.
All right, finally, the Seattle Seahawks, 3-2.
Ah, they're a tough one to pin down.
I don't normally do this, but I think I'm going to put them in the frisky tier.
You like Seattle as being a frisky team?
Yeah, like they gave Detroit a game. They started 3-0. I mean, they
back to back losses.
They did just lose to the Giants. That doesn't feel very frisky.
At Lions and home to the Giants.
That doesn't feel very frisky.
In which they had a chance to kick a game time field goal and it was blocked and returned.
I just don't know if I ever really believed to say I'm shooketh.
No, but I would say similar to the Steelers, I'm shooketh because they were 3-0.
Yeah, and you're like, maybe you're right. Okay. Shooketh. Let's do that.
I'm shooketh.
All right, so that'll conclude Tier Tuesday on a week 5. Jambalaya, the top tier. We have 4 teams.
Wow.
Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Vikings. Just a bit outside, Lions, Packers.
Okay.
Rookie quarterbacks who play. Commanders, Broncos, Bears.
We nailed that one.
Frisky, Chargers, Falcons, Bucks, Cardinals.
Okay.
I'm shooketh, the biggest tier this week.
I feel like it's a big tier every week.
Yeah. Bills, Bengals, Steelers, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners, Seahawks.
That's 7 teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
All break, no gas, Jets. Not bad enough, Dolphins, Colts, Raiders, Giants, Saints, Rams.
Nice.
And then in the stop, he's already dead, bottom tier, Patriots, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Panthers.
I think we've done it again, Keith.
I think we nailed it.
I think we've summarized the league quite nicely. Those are our tiers. Give all your feedback, preferably on the text line. 37937. We already see it in Twitch. We can recap some of that. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And let's get to misleading. Wiggy is bothered by something on last night's Monday Night Football broadcast. Maybe you have an idea, but either way, we'll get to it next to misleading.
It's time for misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say. Mother.
Misleading here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We'll get to a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, all the latest for the Patriots. Their quarterback plans, Jabril Peppers. Don't forget about the power structure in New England, which Curran is comparing to a dark time in Patriots history. So we'll get to all that coming up about 10 minutes from now with Tommy Curran at high noon. We do it every Tuesday. But it's also time for Misleading. We revisit the leads from the Greg Hill Show. Today, Wiggy was all fired up, Keith, about something that, I don't know, I haven't heard as much criticism about this year as a year ago, but it was back in your face last night.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift all over Monday Night Football.
Yeah, he was upset about it?
Yes.
Wiggy doesn't like that?
Too much Taylor Swift.
What? Taylor Swift?
I don't mind it. Call me crazy. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, maybe I could, gun to my head. I don't know how many songs I could name, or like, I'm not into the music at all. I have no problem. This has been an ongoing thing for, what, a year, year and a half.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. I love Love, Jones. And if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are in love and she needs to go to all the games, so be it. Also, all the networks that have the games know that she's probably the most famous person in the world today. You might not like it. You might not like to hear that. But she, like, who's more famous than her?
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
one.
Not much.
I mean,
you know,
Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah,
perhaps
Trump. Like, you know what I mean? And like that's getting into like a sticky territory. But
yeah,
like,
yeah. What'd you like, say? Yeah, what did Jones just say?
You know what I mean, but like, who's a more recognizable person?
So yeah, I get like, it. Yeah. Like, rather than seeing some slob in the stands stuffing down a hot dog, you show Taylor Swift cheering for her boyfriend. Like, okay, I don't care.
I don't.
It doesn't impact me.
I commented on this. They showed her very early in the broadcast last night. It might even been before they kicked off, or it was like right when the game started. She's got this sparkly glitter all over her face.
They say her. I don't know why she's wearing the glitter face.
I was, you know, who knows? Now you're going to
see a rave
it.
Later?
Now you're going to see it everywhere you go. Well, you know, little 12-year-old girls are going to do it everywhere you go now. But so she's on the broadcast. Her dad's sitting next to her in the booth. And I'm like, okay, like they said it early. And then I actually said this to Kat. We're watching the game. And I'm like, they only showed Taylor Swift the one time. Like, they're showing some restraint.
Like,
and then floodgates open.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, second half, it was everywhere. And what made it stand out to me last night, Keith, the lack of showing her, which also doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But it's noticeable when they show her a lot.
Right.
What jumped out to me about them not showing her early is that that's where Kelce was making all his plays last night.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing anything the first couple of weeks. So it's like, all right, that kind of cuts down on how many camera shots. But he actually had some catches the last 2 weeks.
Sweet lateral last night?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I saw a headline this morning that was like, Taylor Swift at the game, which like puts a halt to all the breakup rumors. I'm like, breakup rumors? I'm like,
let me look these up.
Maybe they're out there, but I think the coverage overall has gotten a little less than
it was. I mean,
still do, like, the NFL and, like, NBC or ESPN will tweet out, like, her walking in like she's a player, right? Like, they'll tweet that out.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
Here she comes.
She had
boots and, like, the plaid dress or skirt or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, all right. Doesn't really bother me, but people get really worked up about it. Like, think about all, like, it's a 3-hour game. They cut away to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
They show a lot of different things. I don't know. It's still more entertaining than whatever anything the Patriots put on.
They showed that guy with like the painted weird beard last night, like multiple times.
You
the Chiefs
see
fan,
Fireman Ed or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Although we did say the first thing I think of when I think of the Jets is Fireman Ed.
Wow, that's
when we
talked about brainwashed
that a few weeks
you.
Ago. Yeah. Now it's
that's
now
big
it's,
Jets.
Now it's true. Now it's Taylor Swift when I think of the Chiefs. But
yeah, she is the most synonymous Chief.
So did you see the Kelce lateral last night? Though
I didn't see that.
You missed
what I was doing. Well, I was double dorking last night. Two dork podcasts available now on
double
your Odyssey
dorking,
app.
Which, by the way, I do not DuckDuckGo that on a work computer.
No,
but
we do it every Monday night.
Double dorking away. So So he hucked it. He hucked it like into the flat to P. Ryan.
Okay.
Who broke it off for a near first down. They went for it on fourth down. It was a nice heads up play.
Yeah, I like those. I like that stuff.
Yeah, so
that's fun.
Yeah, Travis Kelce looking less washed.
Less washed, but has he scored a touchdown yet this year? Smells like wash.
Yeah, I think they showed a graphic last night that I couldn't believe was right.
Yeah.
It was his first catch in the red zone all year.
They just go away from, well, when you get targets like Juju Smith-Schuster, you can see why they go away from Travis Kelce now. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to add anybody because Rice is officially out for the season.
I don't think Juju's lighting it up. I don't think they need to.
Although, you know who looked good too was Kareem Hunt.
He looked very good.
So I wonder, even if Pacheco comes back, they'll probably find some sort of role for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
He had a monster game.
Look, between him and Juju, it's like guys who left and came back and know the offense, and Andy Reid knows how to use them, and it's like they look good again. That is a Patriots S that we say this all the time with the Chiefs, but this is another example of it. Oh, the Chiefs are the Patriots. They always win these games. They don't look great, but they always win. Patrick Mahomes always pulls it out at the end of these games. And then you have this. You know, LeGarrette Blount leaves. He goes to Pittsburgh. He looks like a bum. And then he comes back, and the Patriots know how to use him.
Yeah.
And he understands the offense.
Oh,
and, like,
it used to work
Kareem
that way.
Hunt, Juju, guys like that with the Chiefs. To a much lesser degree, Mecole Hardman, like, they bring their guys back. They can't play anywhere else. They come on this team, and they're fine.
Juju would almost be the leading receiver on this team, wide receiver on this team.
After one game, counting his night or his whole year?
No, his whole, well, it's close. Same thing. So he had what 130 yesterday.
He had I think 7 for 130, and it was 8 targets. The one he didn't catch led to a pick. But yes,
yeah, no, he still sucks. Yeah. But he had 130 yards. Pop Douglas has 153 in 5 games. Hunter Henry's the leading receiver, like,
so
yards
close.
Wise,
so close.
But just wide receivers, Pop Douglas has 153. No other receiver has over 75.
Yeah, so this is not a second guess
in
on the
five weeks.
This is not a second guess on the Patriots letting him go.
No, he blows. It just shows you how good Mahomes is.
It is a bit of a second guess on, like, Mac and not being able to get more out of him, and Bill and not being able to get more out of him. But I have no problem with the Patriots letting him go. I mean, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's misleading. Wiggy doesn't like all the Taylor Swift coverage on Monday Night Football. We do it every day here on Jones and Keith. You know what we do every Tuesday?
What do we do every Tuesday?
This is a new thing, Keith.
Tier Tuesday?
We do Tier Tuesday. Yeah. We talk to Tommy
Madness.
Curran. Madness at 12:45.
Grab bag.
We also get a nice, lovely lunch drop.
Oh, that's right.
From D'Angelo's.
I already ate it.
I had a number 9 last week. You already ate yours?
I ate the meatball sub in the last break.
You already ate it.
In record time. I don't know what the record is, but I feel like I set it.
I'm about to tear in.
It was delicious.
I got a nice tuna salad over here.
If you're on the fence, get the meatball sub.
Get the meatball?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got back there, Nick?
I went nice Italian. That thing is also
a cold nice cut choice. Sub. Billy's
Lady?
Chewing, what Billy
up right
chewing
now,
on something.
Like,
no, I got a couple bites left. BLT.
BLT? Oh, wow!
Nice. Something so simple.
That is hot and
so
cold.
Delicious.
Let me tell you.
Tuesday, not my favorite day of the week.
We are very, very happy.
It was up for grabs, my favorite day of the week. People are always asking me, like, what's your favorite day of the week?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, probably Friday, like a lot of people. Tuesday.
We're very happy.
Now it's Tuesday.
Every Tuesday to have D'Angelo's providing lunch. Your taste buds deserve a serious upgrade. You can get that at D'Angelo's with their grilled sandwiches. Very, very happy. I will say this. That's Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Here on Jones and Keefe. Monday.
Oh, you want to feed
Wednesday,
us the rest of the week?
Thursday,
go ahead.
Friday, lunch drop sponsorship opportunities are available. But I'll tell you what, D'Angelo's beat you to the punch on Tuesday.
Sure did.
And we're very grateful.
Special
for
place
it.
In our heart.
Yeah.
If
you need a spot to go grab a bite, I'd suggest it. A 10 out of 10 is how I would suggest it. We will get to all your phone calls here coming up. We'll circle back to the Patriots. Tom E. Curran on a Tommy Tuesday next.